Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
It's only fitting the long lines weaving through the parlor rooms of the funeral chapel on Tuesday to pay their final respects to Ron Helmer, Indiana's outstanding track and cross-country coach who passed away last week at the age of 77, leaving his legacy of inspiring and mentoring literally thousands of student-athletes in both sports. After he made his announcement in late spring of 2023 that the coming fall would be his final one in cross-country, we talked a little about his successor taking over for him, Ed Bethea, and that Helmer legacy that he had carved out.
The thing I'm really proud of, when I took the job at IU 15 years ago, I don't know if there was a lot of interest in that job, and it appeared that way. And while Ed was the right replacement for the job, I can tell you that 15 years of hard work has turned that position into a highly sought-after position at the national level. It was a position that a lot of people would have liked to have had a shot at.
He taught his athletes from day one the value of doing difficult things. Why? Because life is hard and full of difficult things. A job well done.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, a reminder, a week from Friday night, the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame Awards Banquet front and center. The latest class of 10, 6 athletes, 2 coaches, 2 contributors will be enshrined at the Monroe Convention Center. Tickets are $50, and as board member Sandy Searcy was telling us,
it's a family affair, and most that attend these banquets know one, if not most, of the inductees. Some of them are in their 40s, some of them are in their 80s. And it's just a really great night to recognize their accomplishments, both in Monroe County and after they leave us at the high school level and go on and do great things. I would highly recommend anybody who's listening to this, if you have a chance, get a ticket. You'll hear a plethora of stories. I think you'll really enjoy it.
That's Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame board member Sandy Searcy. The ticket information is available through the organization's website, monroecountyshof.org. The deadline, by the way, is coming up this Friday at 6 o'clock. While the Reds 12-6 Tuesday night, going for 3 now in a row over the Rockies. Pre-game on the airwaves at 6:40 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.